You know, Selby, no ligament damage. Had a little tissue, a little strain. He gives everything he's got, and I don't really think he'll be too long. You know, he can't go today, but I think he'll be back soon.
Do you expect Prince or Nat to be back?
Little by little, they're doing it. You don't see much of them, you know, from the team stuff, but they're working their way back in there, which is good. They take, you know, all of the jog-throughs and all that business they take, and some of the individual. Hopefully we can advance that part of it.
Is Cruz or Randall ready to get any actions
at it? Cruz has had a little strain in the calf area, so he's not going to practice today. Randall's not ready. We thought Randall was going to be ready to go today, but he's not going to practice today. So we'll have a couple receivers down today.
Is it beneficial right now to sort of maybe be extra cautious with him sitting down and let sort of let that build back up? Randall, I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
Well, we've been out a while. You know, I mean, yes, but he needs to practice. That's the one thing that, you know, I'm anxious about our everybody wants to talk about our passing game. Unless we get out there and practice together, what passing game? So that's something that has to be considered. We have to work together on the field to get to where we're going. So advancing some of these young guys, yeah, that's a plus. But we certainly aren't cohesive with the other guys either.
Is Victor related to his knee at all?
No,
or just
no, not at all. No, probably
thing.
Dehydration, a little bit
Tom,
of that too.
You do get your cast together, in theory that it will be. What are the kind of steps that you expect to make in the second year of Ben's offense here?
You know, I think we're going to, you know, like I said before, I think the going back with the installations has been better for the players. Obviously, they've done it before, so they've had it in the spring. They've had it last year in the spring and fall, so the advancement of that is good. What we expect from them, they have a pretty good idea of that. They've got to go see everything on the field and all the different coverages and the techniques that are going to be employed against them. But I expect it to be we're going to improve. We're going to improve at all areas, and we're going to be able to complement each other by hopefully having a lot of weapons on the field that people are going to have to decide what they're going to defend.
We all know how smart Eli is, and how much in tune is he with Ben? You know, he's second year.
Oh, he's very much in tune with what's going on, and his opinion is asked for and shared, you know, in the quarterback meeting rooms. And he's anxious. He knows the offense well, and he's very much interested in moving forward.
How much do you see when you look out there at the offense, the difference between now and last summer? I mean, we hear players talk about it a lot.
I don't see enough right now, to be honest with you. I don't see enough yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
You've tried different offensive line combinations for various reasons. Mm-hmm. In your mind, is there a cutoff point where you want to just settle on the five and move forward?
I read about that when I read about other teams. You know, they've got this point, and I just want to find the five guys that work best together as soon as we can. I mean, whether it's a second, third preseason game, you know, there's a certain number that we're going to have to depend on, and they're going to have to be versatile enough to play in some different spots. And so, obviously, I'd like it to happen fast, but, you know, you've had a guy like Schwartz that hasn't practiced much. You have, you know, Marshall's been out a day or so. So we've had some of that. You know, and plus the young guy, you know, we're trying to bring a couple of young guys around. Hart, we're trying to get Hart going. And he's had some good days and some days that are not as good. So I'm looking for some consistency in his play as well.
What went into that decision of bumping Hart out when you talked about him? You bumped him back out.
That's where he played. He's played there in college. So
you want to
take a look
there.
Yeah, you got to line them all up somewhere. But he's playing some guard. He's playing some tackle.
Did Darquan crush you the other day?
Darquan's had a couple good weeks, yeah.
And he's, you know, a guy like that who's behind a bunch of players who have been around for a while, do you think that this kid fits in the mix, or do you have the impression of special?
Last year he did, his special teams were outstanding. And, you know, he's always been a pretty good, he's run the ball as a scout team guy for us and done a nice job of that too. So he's had some power, he's had some punch, he's run the ball up in there for us, and you know, he gives you some more flexibility when you're thinking about having a guy that can run behind the line of scrimmage and can play special teams.
Tom, you played against and had a game plan against Wayne Harris for several years. Mm-hmm. When you watched him, what did you see?
Powerful, nifty, tough, do a lot of things for you. It's kind of interesting that in studying him, you know, you saw him as a gunner on kickoff coverage, running punch back, running kicks back, and doing a lot of things, coming in into their offensive sets and blocking at the perimeter, or, you know, being a guy that catches the ball underneath, short pass, long run kind of a guy. So he's versatile. And you know, we're trying like heck to get the punt return team going, you know, which is something that I'm hoping will advance a little bit come Saturday night.
I mean, he's, you know, filled four very big roles for the Cowboys. You know,
absolutely.
He was a big identity. Did you need an identity on special teams? Can he bring that identity, you think?
I think he certainly could, you know, as one of some guys that are obvious special teamers. You take great pride in it. Yes, he could.
Speaking of special teams, Jeremy Davis has obviously got some work on that. I mean, how has he looked to you in that role?
He's got to get better. You know, we like him. You know, he's big and strong and fast, but he's got to define some of the things that he can do for us. And obviously, we're always looking for gunners, gunner help. That'd be a real, if he could do that for us as one of those people that can work in a rotation out there, that would help a lot.
Tom, there was a lot of stuff about Eli's contract yesterday. Would you think that would impact him, or have you seen anything
no.
in that regard?
I haven't seen one thing about it.
When you talk,
it's not going to affect him.
How would you describe his professionalism overall as a leader for this team?
How high does it get? What's the number you want? 1 to 10? 11.
How did you think Jeff Schwartz did the other day?
So-so. He did so-so. You know, trying to get him to go every day. You know, his second day wasn't as good as his first, but hopefully he gets better, you know.
Any news from Jason in terms of when he might be showing up?
No.
He's been tweeting a lot lately.
Excuse me?
He's been on Instagram a lot.
I think he's talked to more of our people, but it's conversation.
Okay. With the joint practices, it's something that we see a lot of lately. Talked about, you guys did it, you didn't have any incidents, but there's a lot that goes into it. You play two hard practices, you play a game. Is it something moving forward that you still think you'd go and look into doing again, or after you
yes.
kind of did it last week?
Yes. How's that?